Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 95. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 68. Tonight, partly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 100. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Slight chance for storms. Wednesday and Thursday, 91. Wednesday, 81. Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 67 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. Some Kansans are pitching in to help those impacted by the floods in Texas. Governor Laura Kelly deployed Kansas Task Force 1 over the weekend. That group consists of two Swift Water search and rescue teams stationed near Austin. Panasonic is reportedly postponing its plan to open its new U.S. electric vehicle plant in Johnson County. That plant was expected to be at full capacity by March 2027. And the King County Sheriff's Office warning you about a new form of a scam. The Sheriff's Office says people that family members of those in jail are being asked to help pay for transports. The Sheriff's Office reminds you that neither they or the jail will ask for money to transfer prisoners. In Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Do you feel dizzy, off balance, or like your world is constantly spinning? You might be suffering from an inner ear vestibular disorder. These disorders can make you feel disoriented and foggy-headed. But the Vestibular Disorders Association can help. Visit liferebalance.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn more. That's liferebalance.org. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Day 11 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report has been brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. Despite early drought, uneven stands, and losses to wheat streak mosaic virus, some farmers are reporting better than expected yields, with test weights and protein levels starting strong before tapering off due to late rains. Overall, the 2025 season has been an improvement over recent years. Stan Remington, the CEO of Frontier Ag, described this year's wheat harvest as average overall, though results varied across their trade territory, which stretches from the Colorado border to Ogallala along I-70 and from the Nebraska line south to Ransom and Utica along Highway 4. With harvest about 90% complete in their territory, Remington noted that the 2025 season stands out as above average when compared to the past few years. In the northwest corner of the state, yields came in a little lower than expected, and fields north of Highway 24 also struggled, with several producers reporting below average performance. Meanwhile, the Ness County area saw a stronger crop, and as with most years, weather conditions made all the difference. One of the bigger challenges this year came from wheat streak mosaic virus, which showed up more frequently along the I-70 corridor. These areas saw some of the most disappointing harvest results across Frontier Ag's footprint, with Oakley and locations to the east experiencing the most severe impact from the virus. The presence of the virus in concentrating pockets dragged down yields. Protein levels were also varied across the region. Weather conditions earlier in the growing season took a toll on quality in some areas, and in addition, timing of spring rains played a key role. Fields that missed those critical windows saw reduced performance, and scattered showers during harvest also caused occasional delays, slowing progress in some locations. To follow along with harvest updates on social media, you can use hashtag WheatHarvest25 and tag at KansasWheat to share your harvest stories and photos. A new state study shows registered apprenticeships are giving Kansans access to high-wage careers without the need for a college degree. And the study, released by the Kansas Department of Commerce, highlights the potential benefits of registered apprenticeship programs for both employers and job seekers. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced the findings on Tuesday, calling them a strong case for expanding earn and learn job training programs across the state. According to the report, participation in Kansas's registered apprenticeship programs has increased 228% since 2022, growing from 280 to 919 companies over 3 years. And the programs offer paid on-the-job training for careers in industries such as healthcare, IT, and skilled trades. The study found that after 5 years, employers reported a median return of $2.49 in direct benefits for every $1 invested, and in addition to financial gains, some employers cited improved employee satisfaction and stronger workforce pipelines. Officials report that the findings will be used to support workforce planning and expand access to training opportunities statewide. And for more information about apprenticeships, you can visit ksapprenticeships.org. Farmers who lost crops to drought, floods, or other natural disasters in 2023 and 2024 can now apply for federal disaster assistance. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced on Wednesday that $16 billion in aid is now available through the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, with the first phase of the program opening July 10th, and this covers producers who already received crop insurance or NAP payments for their losses. Farmers should begin receiving pre-filled applications by mail, and the USDA said producers can take those forms to their local Farm Service Agency office to apply. A second phase of the program, meant for losses not covered by insurance, will open later this fall. More details and tools are available at farmers.gov or through local USDA offices. In Nebraska news, a tragic head-on collision on Highway 183 claimed the life of 28-year-old Haley Beeson of Holdridge on July 10th, and the accident occurred at approximately 2:56 p.m. about a quarter mile south of 719 Road. According to the Harlan County Sheriff's Office, Beeson was driving an SUV northbound when it crossed the center line and collided with a southbound semi-truck. The driver of the semi was transported by personal vehicle to Harlan County Health System in Alma and was later released. Beeson was transported to Phelps Memorial Hospital, where she was pronounced deceased, and it's currently unknown if restraints were used at the time of the accident. An autopsy has been ordered. The incident was investigated by the Harlan County Sheriff's Office and Troop D of the Nebraska State Patrol. According to the North Platte Police Department, two brothers are dead following an overnight standoff in North Platte that began with a fatal shooting late Friday night and ended with an apparent suicide on Saturday morning. Police reported that they responded at around 11:15 p.m. on Friday to a residence in the 1600 block of West 2nd Street after receiving a report that one brother had shot and killed the other inside the home they shared. When the officers arrived, the suspected shooter came to the door, but then closed it and barricaded himself inside, prompting a standoff. Law enforcement secured the scene, and crisis negotiators from the North Platte Police Department and Lincoln County Sheriff's Office began working to communicate with the suspect. And during the standoff, officers also learned an 11-year-old boy, believed to be the suspect's son, was also inside the residence. Negotiations continued through the night, and at around 9:45 a.m. on Saturday, the child was safely released from the home. And moments later, negotiators heard what they believed was a gunshot. Officers then entered the house and discovered the 39-year-old suspect dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and his 37-year-old brother was also found deceased, consistent with an earlier gunshot wound. Because the suspect's death occurred while the residence was secured by law enforcement, it is being considered an in-custody death and will be reviewed by a grand jury in accordance with Nebraska law. And the Nebraska State Patrol has taken over the investigation. Authorities had not yet released the names of those involved. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Governor Kelly signed a proclamation approving updated drought declarations for Kansas counties. Scattered heavy rainfall events this past month, especially in south central and southeastern areas of the state, have led to localized improvements to ongoing drought and abnormal dryness, and the overall drought conditions in Kansas are showing signs of modest relief, particularly in the southern region. However, lingering dry spells persist across much of northern Kansas. The drought declaration removed 42 counties from a drought status and placed 16 counties into warning status and 47 counties into watch status. And this action was recommended by Connie Owen, the director of the Kansas Water Office and the chair of the governor's drought response team. In some areas that were missed by heavier rains this past month, temperatures ranging from 4 to 8 degrees hotter than normal have led to degrading conditions such as low stream flows and soil moisture levels. Connie Owen stated that the governor's drought response team will continue to monitor the drought conditions across Kansas and make recommendations to Governor Kelly as the conditions change. The proclamation shall remain in effect for the counties identified until rescinded by a proclamation ending the declaration or revising the drought stage status of the affected counties. For more detailed information about current conditions, you can visit the Climate and Drought webpage on the Kansas Water Office website at kwo.ks.gov. The county drought stage declarations shows no counties in a drought emergency, and locally, Decatur, Norton, and Phillips counties in a drought warning. A portable generator outside a building in Hayes caused structural damage and left one person injured on Tuesday. Hayes Deputy Fire Chief Shane Preston said the generator at Wheelchairs of Kansas, 500 Commerce Parkway, sparked a fire at around 4:15 p.m. on Tuesday, damaging the building's exterior. Preston said vapors from the generator ignited, sending one person to the hospital, though the incident did not significantly impact the business operations. The Kansas Water Office's Solomon Republican Regional Advisory Committee, or RAC, will meet to discuss current water issues affecting the region as well as the state. The meeting will be held tomorrow, Tuesday, July 15th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Pioneer Seeds Meeting Room, located in Downs, Kansas, and by Zoom. The Zoom link is available upon request, and the agenda for the meeting will include a discussion on the fiscal year 27 budget and RAC input and updates from the Kansas Water Office and Kansas Water Authority and from each RAC member. The agenda and meeting materials can be found when available at kwo.ks.gov, and the virtual link can be requested by emailing kwo.info@kwo.ks.gov. If accommodations are needed for a person with disabilities, you need to notify the Kansas Water Office. Colby Community College conferred 266 degrees and certificates on May 16th at the Colby Event Center during the 60th annual commencement ceremony, and the registrar's office verified that each graduate listed has met the academic requirements for their respective degree or certificate. Local students receiving degrees include an Associate of Arts degree for Kara Cox and Lillian Hoft of Norton, an Associate of Applied Science degree for Daniela Arndt of Norton, Gaitlin Betchel and Ruth Bose of Oberlin, Ethan Miller of Phillipsburg, and Catherine Stanley of Almena, an Associate of Science degree for Ainsley Collins, Lillian Hoft, and Katana Walker of Norton, certificates of completion for Katana Walker of Norton and Gaitlin Beachel of Oberlin, and technical certificates for Lacey Barrow, Emma Ballou, Michaela Catawalder, Angela Horsek, Gage Incho, and Haley Isarelli of Norton, Gaitlin Beachel and Cheyenne Hale of Oberlin, and Alana Jindos and Ethan Miller of Phillipsburg. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with highs in the mid-90s and a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming south 10 to 15 miles per hour this afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with lows in the upper 60s and south winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be sunny and hot with highs in the upper 90s and south winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, it should be mostly clear with a chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy with a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. The lows on Tuesday night should be in the mid-60s with southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour and gusts of up to 30 miles per hour in the evening, and the chance of rain on Tuesday night is 40%. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Wednesday, should be partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly sunny with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, and humid with highs in the lower 90s. On Thursday, it should be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers in the morning, and partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, and highs in the lower 80s. On Friday, there'll be decreasing clouds with highs in the lower 90s. On Saturday, it should be partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and highs in the lower 90s. And on Sunday, it should be partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing with highs in the lower 90s. Currently, with fair skies, it is 72 degrees. The humidity is 73%. The wind speed is southwest at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.06, and the dew point is 63 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:19 and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas City Royals shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. and pitcher Chris Bubich will have two extra people on their flight to Atlanta Sunday evening. On Friday, Major League Baseball announced that Royals closer Carlos Estevez was added to the American League All-Star roster as an injury replacement, as well as third baseman Mikel Garcia added as an injury replacement. Estevez, who signed with the Royals this offseason on a two-year deal, will replace Rangers right-handed pitcher Jacob deGrom on the AL team. It's the second time in his career he's been chosen as an All-Star after previously being selected in 2023 as a member of the Los Angeles Angels. Third baseman Mikel Garcia has also been added as a replacement for Tampa Bay Rays' Brandon Lowe, who went on the IL today. Garcia holds a .305 batting average this year with 8 homers on the season to go along with 40 RBIs. Estevez has a 3-2 record with a 2.03 ERA and 25 saves, which is tied with Astros closer Josh Hader for the American League lead. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Battling rust or tar spot, drought threatening? You need a fungicide that'll hold the line, finish the job, and help protect your yield. The right one for the job? Trivapro fungicide. Powered by 3 workhorse active ingredients, including Solantinol technology. Trivapro works overtime to protect corn and wheat from rust, leaf spots, blights, and stress, maximizing your potential yield at harvest. The pros trust Trivapro to work harder, last longer, and help keep your yield stronger. Shouldn't you? Talk to your retailer to lock in your supply today.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.